This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, good morning. We're starting triple header. Ion Shirim Adav Chav Dalet Chav Hei Chavav. By the way, if you want to join us, we're going on a special mission next week, May 8th to May 12th. We're visiting the Vilna Gaon, the Chafetz Chaim, Chaim Velazhner, Rav Avram Ben Avram, the Chai Adam, Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, the Granat, and many Gedolei Yisrael. You could still sign up. You have another day if you want to join. Okay, Dav Chav Dalet. We have a very interesting topic, Dav Chav Dalet, a halachic topic. What's the halacha, friends, if you send your friend Shalach Manis and your friend says, thanks, but no thanks. It's been real. No thank you. I'm happy you thought of me. It's like I received. I'm Moichel. You don't have to give it to me. Are you Yotze Shalach Manis or not? The Rama Paskins are Chaim Simatav Reit Sadi Hei Siv Dalet. If you send your friend Shalach Manis and he doesn't want to be Makablet or he's Moichelet, you're Yotze. The Darkei Moshe brings the source of this is Ma'ari Bruna. The Pri Chadosh asks, where did the Rama get this from? How does the Rama know that if you offer your friend Shalach Manis and he says thanks but no thanks, you're Yotzei the mitzvah? L'chaira, if you want to give an Ani Tzedakah and he says thanks but no thanks, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. So then why would you be Yotzei the mitzvah of Shalach Manis? So the Rama seems to take it as a davar pashut. All you need to do is offer it, and if the person doesn't want to accept it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And the Pri Chadosh asks, how does the Rama know that you're mekayim the mitzvah? Maybe you're only mekayim it if your friend accepts it. So what exactly is this machlokes Rama and Pri Chadosh? Comes the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvos and Kuf Tzadi Vav, and he explains the question of the Pri Chadosh as well as the Rama's opinion. Says the Chassam Sofer, in order to understand the sugya, you need to know the Ran and the Darim on Daf Chav Dalet. Zehinei b'sefer Karban Asanel Perakama de Megillah, the Karban Asanel in the first parak of Megillah, Heshev al Pri Chadosh Mishas Nedarim. We know, take a look on Daf Chav Dalet in Nedarim. The Gemara says, let's say you say to your friend, you can't get hana from me unless you give my son a core of chitim and two barrels of wine. Rameir says you have to give it. The chachamim say you could be mati the neder shaloy al pi chacham, because you could say hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti, it's as if I received it. The Rameir says you can't say that. The Chachamim say if you make a neder and I say you can't get hana from me unless you give my son some hana. Unless you give my son hana, how much? A core of wheat and two barrels of wine. We just explained in the previous share why that cheshben. Then I could say ki'ilu hiskabalti. Now, so too, says the Karban Asanel, the Rama is saying, if I say you don't have to give me the Shalach Manis, it's Ke'ilu Hiskabalti, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah of Shalach Manis. Where did the Rama get the Psak that if the recipient says it's as if I received it, your Yotzei? He got it from the Ran in Adarim. The Ran in Adarim says, based on the Shita the Chachamim, you could say, Hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti. Now, the Chassam Sofer continues, I say the Pri Chadosh, the Karban Asanel, was not medayek carefully enough in the Ran. Because the Ran in Adarim says more than that. The Ran in Adarim says, what is the machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanan? Is the machlokes is when you say as long as you give my son so and so, is it that you want to be mechaved the noisein or the mekabel? Who exactly are you trying to be mechaved here? Because the case is ha'omer lechaveroi. Really, it's going on the first case on Daf Chavdalet Amad Aleph, where we don't use the lashon of Hari Nikias Kabalti. Namely, Koinam She'eni Nene Lecha, I'm not going to give you Hana unless you take Hana. Im Iata Noita Lebincha Kor Shalchitim Mushtecha V'Yishalayim. You have to take it. There also we say, Hari Zayachal Ahateres Nidroi Shalai Al Pichacham. Because you could say, the recipient could say, you did it for my covet. My covet is, I don't want it. My covet is, I don't want it. The Ran brings that Rav Meir argues over here as well. And Rav Meir says, you can't say that. What's the machlekes? Whose covet is the person trying to gain? Rav Meir says, it doesn't work over here. I will not give you ana unless I will not give you, I will not give you hana. In other words, you can't get hana from me unless you take for your son shtei chaviyah shel yayin. So if my intention is I want to be mechabed you, so you could say, look, you wanted to be mechabed me. It's like I was mekabelet. That's the shita of the chachamim. Rav Meir says, no, you weren't trying to be mekabel the recipient. You wanted to be mechabed yourself because you wanted to give it. And in that case, kilu eskabalti will not help. So the question is, whose kavod were you aiming for? When you aim for the kavod of the recipient could say, it's like I received it. If you want your own kavod, that I received your gift, then you can't say, you can't apply Hareini Kis Kabalti. That's how the Ran explains the Machloikes, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim, which is very interesting. We never read this Ran inside. The Ran says the same way Rav Meir argues on the Chachamim in the case of, I answer you in Hana, unless you give me Hana. Rav Meir would also argue in the case where I answer you in Hana, unless you take Hana from me, because I don't want to be a dog. And in that case, Rav Meir says, you can't say Hareini Kiskabalti, because the guy wanted to honor himself by giving it. On the other hand, the Chachamim say, no, you just wanted to honor the recipient, and the recipient could say, it's as if I received it. So, the Ran basically boils it down to, Ayin ha'goyim b'mashikos v'aran b'shem ha'yushalmi, demari b'stam. Pligi Rameh Rabbanani Kavanas Hanoisein Likvait Atzma Ilikvait HaMakabel. The Machlekes is, you're trying to honor yourself, then it doesn't matter if the recipient said Hareini Kiskabalti. You're trying to honor the recipient, he could say it. But Aval I Kavanas Hanoisein Likvait Atzma, if the Noisein wanted to honor himself, Loi Mahani Ba'amer Hareini Kiskabalti. If that's the case, the Prichadosh is asking a good question on the Ramah. Who says that Shalachmanis was enacted for the recipient? Maybe it was enacted for the giver. Maybe it's somehow to honor the giver. So we would have to explain why that would be. But take a look over here. The Hainu Deisa bin Adarim. We find in Adarim Samach Gimel Amud Beis, which is also quoted on Chavdar Amud Aleph, Shemisha Nadar Amanasha Titein Levni Matana. Sonu made a neder that you need to give my son a gift. And the Karban Asanel says that's the Makara of the Ramah, that Mechila helps. And on that, the Chassam Sofer is saying that if the Makara of the Ramah is from there, so the Pri Chadash has a very good question. Because the Ran says in the name of the Yerushalmi that the din is taloi, whether the neder, whether the noider is mechavein for the giver or the recipient. So by Shalach Manos, There's a question. We don't know why Shach Manis was enacted. Was it for the giver or the recipient? And therefore the Pri Chadash wonders, what is the source of the Rama that it was given for the recipient? Maybe it was given for the giver. So, based on this, the Chassam Sofer writes that whether Mechila helps or not will be dependent on the two reasons for Shalach Manis. So here, famously, the Chassam Sofer says, the Trumas Hadeshen says the reason for Shalach Manis is so that everyone has food for the Suda. And in that case, in order not to embarrass those who don't have, everyone has to take. And it won't work if you're a Meichel, because we find by Tzedakah that whenever we want to make sure that everyone has enough of what they need, everyone has to take, and nobody could refuse, like the Gemara says at the end of Tainus, that all the girls would wear the same borrowed white garments so as not to embarrass those who don't have. So if the reason for Shalach Manis is to ensure that everyone has food for the Suda, then you would not be able to be Meichel. But there's another reason for Shalach Manas, namely to create Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyos, and that you do foster even if the recipient doesn't need it. And therefore, the Rama is going like the Manas Halevi, that the reason for Shalach Manas is to foster friendship, and therefore even if the recipient is Meichel, you still accomplish the task. And the Pri Chadash is saying, no, maybe the reason for Shalach Manas is to ensure everyone has food for the Suda, and in that case, even if the recipient is Meichel, it should still be, it should not be effective. Bottom line, what we learned from Daf Chav Daled is the Ran, which begins four lines from the top on Chav Daled, Amar Aleph says that even in a case where you make a neder, I am not going to let you get hanah from me if you don't take a gift from me, Rav Meir would say you cannot say Hareini ki iskabalti, because the purpose is I want to be niskabed by giving you the gift. Therefore, it doesn't help if you say Hareini ki iskabalti. And the Rabbanan say, no, the purpose is you wanted to honor me. So my honor is I don't need to take the gift. Okay, that's Chav Daled. Based on this, the way the Ran learns the Machloikis, Chassam Sofer applies it to a halachic machlokes Pri Chadash and the Rama by Shalach Manas. Okay? That's Daf Chav Daled.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.